Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's 99.9 KISW. It's Loud and Local. We got a band called Linda from Work. Best name in Seattle, Linda from Work. We all know Linda from Work. The band and Linda. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having
Thanks.
Us.
Thank you. Absolutely. Tell us what your name is. Let's go around the room. Tell us what your name is and what you do for Linda from Work.
I'm Hillary Tusick, and I am the... And I play guitar in Linda from Work.
Awesome.
I'm Sam Nowak. I'm the drummer for Linda from Work.
I'm Elliot Gregory, and I play guitar for Linda from Work.
I'm Shayla Redday. I play bass for Linda from Work.
All right. So I'm sure it's been covered a bunch of times, but we got to go through the name. Who came up with Linda from Work? What was it inspired by? All that.
It was inspired by a story that one of my cousins had told us about just a really horrible coworker.
You know,
Linda is the kind of person who, like, you're just like, I have a 15-minute break, Linda. I don't want to hear about your trip to Aruba. I don't need to hear about your dog or your niece's, piano recital.
Sure.
And so we kind of were inspired by that because, I mean, God, everybody has a Linda from work. Mm-hmm. And obviously they're not all named Linda, but there's always one person everyone just immediately thinks of when you hear, ugh, I can't believe this coworker did that.
Totally. All right. I like that. That's awesome. Okay. So the grating, annoying, you know, probably nice, but maybe too, you know, too much. So let's get a little bit backstory for the band. This is you bearing the lead here. You have a brand new album out called The Night is Short. Just played your record release show. And you're going to be playing two big shows here, Ballard Seafood Fest, July 15th, as well as The Bite of Seattle here on the 22nd. But now that we have that out of the way, let's get a little bit of a backstory. So how did the band start? Were you guys friends before?
Well, Sam and I are actually, we've been married. We've been together for years, over
That's
a
awesome.
Decade. And so we started this project, just the two of us, as we were building, like, just with guitar and drums and vocals, trying to see where we were going to kind of end up with our influences and how it would grow from there. And Elliot joined about a year ago?
Yeah, it was about
year and a half.
Year and a half.
Cool.
And then Shayla just most recently joined, and it's all been, like, through friends that we've made these connections, and so it's a lot of fun. We're a band full of friends.
Yeah, it feels great. Elliot and I have actually been best friends since we were like 15. So,
really?
Yeah.
A long time.
So you guys kind of you Elliot, you join, and then you're like, all right, this is pretty fun. You should come along.
Essentially, yeah.
That's awesome. So, did you know Linda from work from before you start joined the band? Both of you guys?
I only somewhat. I mean, I knew Sam and Hillary.
Sure. Okay.
And I actually the first time I heard Linda from work was at the previous release show for the last record.
2021, yeah.
Yeah, in 2021. And I was blown away.
Yeah.
And I had a ton of fun. And then, yeah, Sam and I ended up jamming a little bit after that. And all of a sudden, they came to me and said, hey, I think, you know, we were thinking of adding another guitar player. And would you be into trying it out? And I said, heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
Well, Elliot's a secret shredder. So he's been playing guitar 5 hours a day in his basement for the last 20 years and has over 10 guitars and no one knew.
I knew.
Secret shredder.
Shayla knew.
I was so happy when we finally
He asked if I wanted to jam. He asked if I wanted to jam with him and I didn't know he even played guitar. Like, I was going to go out to the practice space and, like, I didn't know if he was, like, not going to have a... Teach him how to play some songs or something. I was like, let's do Start with Smoke on the Water, I guess.
He just busts out like some prog.
He asked, we were improvising like, math rock by the end of that session.
That's amazing. Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Okay. So highly proficient in the guitar, we'll say. Okay. That's awesome. So, you guys just put out, you put out an album and you guys just played a killer record release show over at the Tractor Tavern. Tell me a little bit about the show. I was not able to go to the show. It looked like, looked from the pictures and everything, the videos I saw, it looked awesome.
It was fantastic. Like a total dream come true for a release show, honestly. We had so many like friends and family there, but so many strangers who didn't feel obligated to come out and support us, which is always a really good sign.
Like, wait, you, that means you actually like us.
Exactly. It's always really nice to see. And we just had so much fun. I mean, the Tractor venue and staff are just absolutely amazing. And then we got... from Portland, Jay Graves, which is a great like dance punk band, come up and open. And then Wild Powers agreed to play it with us too, which is amazing. They are one of our favorite local bands for sure.
That's awesome. Right on, right on. Well, okay, so you guys are going to be playing some Seattle gigs here, the Ballard Seafood Fest, as well as the Bite of Seattle, so some food-related events here in Seattle this summer.
Get your bibs on, come see you.
Exactly. Would you guys call yourselves a Seattle band, or are you guys a Tacoma band, or, you know, what area do you guys call home?
Seattle, yeah, we're local. We all live fairly close to even, like, the heart of the city. Like,
awesome.
Yeah, so I think solidly Seattle.
Yeah, Hillary and I and Shayla all could have walked here today.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Nice. I could have walked, it just would have taken me in. An hour.
Yeah.
What area do you live in?
I live in South Beacon Hill.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So maybe a little bit unwalkable, but, you know,
that's
either way.
Out.
Maybe a bike.
I like a good urban hike.
There you go. Nice. Right on. Okay. Well, let's go into one of your... We're talking all about it, so let's let some of the music speak for itself. We're going to go into a single from the album. It's called Jealous. And... Was this the lead single? The first single from...
It was the second.
Second one?
It is also the only one we have a music video for.
Awesome.
So it's the biggest production.
Well, if you're listening to this now via podcast, you'll see there's a link down below where you can actually stream the music video for Jealous, the song we're about to play. So we're going to go into it from the album The Night is Short. Again, you can catch them at the Ballard Seafood Fest July 15th or the Bite of Seattle... in Seattle on the 22nd. Anything you guys want to say about Jealous?
I guess that Jealous was one of the singles we were most excited to release. It was us really pushing ourselves rhythmically and trying to create something different than even a standard like 4-4 verse chorus kind of song. And so I think we're all really proud of it.
That's awesome. All right. Well, let's go into it. As you should be proud, it's an awesome song. So let's go into it. It's Linda from Work. We all know you, Linda. It's Loud and Local here on The Rock.
Time.
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Linda from work here on Loud and Local 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. The Night is Short is the name of the album, and Jealous is the song you just heard. They have a video for that you can check out. They're going to be playing the Ballard Seafood Fest on July 15th, as well as the Bite of Seattle on the 22nd. And I want to talk a little bit about this album. You guys worked hard on this. When did you guys start working on it? Was it, you know, 20, because you guys put out an album in 2021, was it pretty much just like, all right, let's go back to writing?
Pretty close. I mean, we started really writing seriously for this album last spring.
Cool.
And then recorded last fall. And so it's been like about a year and a half, like almost 2 year process of just kind of building and seeing what the album was going to sound like.
Yeah. Even. Awesome. Are you the primary songwriter for the band, or is it collaborative?
Yeah, generally, I mean, I always at home, I like to write what I call like the skeleton of the song.
Sure.
Just like a basic structure for us to kind of all work with. I have a general idea of what I think the song will be about, or like a specific thing of like some direction for everyone else to work with. And then I'll bring it to like the rest of the band and we develop it from there.
Right on, right on. Well, where did you guys go to record the album? Did you guys do it yourselves? Did you guys go into a studio for a couple days, or?
We worked with a really amazing producer, Garrett Reynolds, who had actually like kind of a mobile rig.
Oh, wow.
So we had a lot of flexibility with where we could record.
That's awesome.
So we recorded all of the drums, bass, the really loud instruments at Avast Recording.
Yes, very familiar. Which, it's sort of by me over in Greenwood area.
Yeah. It was a fantastic studio to work into, our first time there. And then actually for the second part of the album recording process, for vocals, all the guitar, we rented like a small cabin outside of Leavenworth.
Wow.
And just did it all, like, I think, what, it was a 5-6 day?
Yeah, five days probably.
I think 5 days.
5 days of work and day of play.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, wow. We only got the cops called on us once.
That's amazing.
No, wait, twice. I do take that back. It's twice.
They're like, what is going on in that cabin over there. That sounds beautiful. That's really cool. What an experience.
It was wonderful, except for it was the air quality was probably at a like 300.
Yeah, it was in the midst of wildfire season for sure. But we had a lot of fun.
We saw a bear.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. H.M. Schnitzel. Drank
okay.
some beer.
Yeah.
You know, all the Leavenworth.
Supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very Northwestern experience. That's amazing. Wow. Immersed yourself in the Leavenworth vibe. Right on. Well, okay, so I've kind of prepped you with some questions here. We like the standard Loud and Local questions. I'm always curious about people's Northwest music roots or their interests here. This is a Northwest radio show, Seattle radio show to be specific, but what's your favorite bands from Washington, Northwest artists of all time? And it could be a solo artist, a band, a collaborative group, anything like that. And whoever wants to start.
I know one of my all-time favorites has always been Sleater-Kinney.
Yeah.
Playing
Bumbershoot.
Exactly. I'm so excited about that. I've always been really inspired by a lot of, like, the Riot Grrrl scene of the 90s.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Bikini Kill. I mean, just that whole scene really spoke to me from a young age.
Yeah. That's awesome.
When I was a kid, someone had gifted my dad a copy of In Utero.
Yeah.
And so I got to go classic Nirvana. I listened to that album on repeat as like an 8-year-old. And my parents thought I was crazy because I would just listen to the noise track over and over again with like no vocals on it.
Wow.
Once I did have a teacher tell my mom to make sure I don't come to school singing Rape Me anymore.
Yeah. That might be a weird vibe, for a little kid to sing in class. They're like, why is our kid listening to this dense, noisy music? He's a freak. That's amazing. Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah. I mean, I have to go kind of cliche with this one as well. I mean, Jimmy and Nirvana.
Yes.
Go for a reason. But that was, my dad gave me Nevermind and The Experience when I was, 7 years old, and I never looked back.
When did you pick up a guitar, by the way?
I think I was 9.
Wow. Okay.
I think I was 9 or 10.
And how many guitars do you have at this point? Or is it too many to count?
I actually just sold a couple.
Okay.
The first time. I've never sold a guitar before.
How are you feeling?
I feel okay, but I actually acquired another one. So, I don't know.
Like a week later, he went out and bought another one.
Nice. Okay.
I don't know. The math is, there's some gray area, but I'd say like 10.
What's your favorite?
SG.
Okay.
SG nice. Special, yeah.
That's the one. Right on. And last but not least, favorite artists from the Northwest?
Well, speaking of dads, I have to plug my actual favorite band, local band, is my dad's band. They're a big, funky, like 12 or 13 piece called Eldridge Gravy and the Court Supreme. I've been going
Your to dad's see them. In that band.
Yeah,
wow.
I've been going to see them for years and years and years. We actually got to play a show down in Alma and Tacoma on the rooftop, and then later that night they were playing down in the main showroom. So it was just, and that was my second show with them. So it was a really fun, full circle experience for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Wow, that's amazing. So not only do we have the daughter of an incredible Northwest staple, but we also have a child actor. I got to dig into this.
Oh, yeah.
So tell us about your IMDb credits, if you don't mind.
I think I do have one IMDb credit, probably from when I was 8. I was like a kid in the class, not a main character. But I do remember we had like the tally marks for how often you got in trouble behind the teacher, and I was the one that was the troublemaker.
Okay.
Naturally.
I did a couple of like small Chevy regional ads where I got to dress up like a cowboy and jump in a truck.
Was this in LA or?
This was in Austin.
In Austin? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So that's where I grew up. My family's all still there.
Did you have an arc where you got like really into drugs and you were just like the ex like child actor? Did you just like go really wild like?
Yeah, partying.
I'm in the middle of it right now.
Oh, okay, there you go. You grew the hair out, joined a rock band, former child actor. Hey man, that's amazing. I love it. Okay, so let's talk about firsts. Mine was no doubt Tragic Kingdom. First CD I bought with my own. Actually, that's not true. First was a Christian rap compilation called Resurrection rap. Then it was no doubt Tragic Kingdom. So we'll start there. Embarrassing as it is, which the first album you ever purchased as a child?
Well, actually, surprisingly enough, my first album that I ever actually bought with my own birthday money was Tragic Kingdom by Nice. Yeah.
Okay, hey, yeah, shout out Gwen. Yeah. I mean, the whole album is singles.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, it's they just toured on that for like five years. Incredible.
Mm-hmm.
My first album was Three Doors Down, okay. The one with Kryptonite on it. Nice. My parents had gotten me a guitar when I asked for a drum set.
Oh, that's what happened to me, too.
Yeah. Well, that didn't really stick. So I wanted to learn how to play Kryptonite really bad, and I played guitar and never got good at it.
The first CD I ever bought was Shania Twain's Greatest Hits.
Okay, nice.
No, not even a drip of shame there. I still listen to that to this day.
That's awesome. My friend did merch for the Shania Twain Shania Twain show at the Climate Pledge.
Just this.
The last one a couple months back.
Killer.
There was a shirt that said Shania fucking Twain in huge letters. I was like, is this a death metal band? What is going on here? It's incredible. And also, last but not least.
The first album I ever owned was ABBA. But
awesome.
The first album I ever bought with my own money was Nimrod by Green Day.
Nimrod by Green Day. Okay. Awesome. So we've covered a lot of some of the most incredible artists of all time from our region. What are some bands that you guys are playing out with these days, or some bands that you guys, I see that you guys like to play the Belltown Yacht Club, mm-hmm. kind of, I don't know if you call that your home base, but you know, it's a great little, club down there in Belltown. What are some rad, local bands that you guys have seen around or played with?
Let's see.
I would say, for me, my personal favorite band to go see shows in Seattle right now is Zoukrot.
Yeah,
they're awesome. Killing it. Every single song, they go hard, shredding their fingers off while singing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, the fact that, Bailey can drum like that and still be singing her heart out is just incredible.
Oh, I didn't realize the drummer was a singer.
They switch it up between songs.
Oh, cool. Nice.
But, yeah, and then I also got, we have been really loving Bad Optics.
Okay.
Amazing. Wild Powers, of course. Like I said, Jay Graves, we played with for our release show from Portland. They're great. Let's see.
La
any
Fondas.
Other? La Fondas.
Awesome. They just put on Belltown Bloom at the Crocodile, and that was just an insane experience.
Did you guys get to play that?
No, we weren't.
You just went and
I wasn't fully
it?
Caught up to speed. I had just joined the band.
Okay, cool.
After,
yeah.
Or during that time period. But we do get to play with them at Seafood Fest.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing. Right on. Well, again, Seafood Fest. See what we did there? A little transition. Seafood Fest going down in Ballard on July 15th, my birthday. So I'll go get some shrimp and, watch some rock and roll, at the Ballard Seafood Fest. And then the weekend after, the Bite of Seattle. So you guys, is this a thing where if you play a show, it has to be related to food? Is that a thing now?
I hope so.
Do a tour and all the shows in different states are all food related events.
The barbecue circuit,
Corporate lunch with every show.
Linda requires food.
Yeah. Yes.
That's amazing. That's awesome. What are you guys' goals for the rest of 2023? Do you guys have anything lined up or things you want to get done and around your belt?
We definitely have a few more shows and in the works for the rest of the year. And then we're planning on doing a West Coast tour this fall.
Awesome.
And then, just kind of keeping it going into the next year. Just keep playing in town and out of town as much as we can.
Hell yeah.
Moving on to bigger and better things.
There you go. Right on. And I should have asked. This album was put out by yourselves, right?
Correct.
Self-released? Awesome. Right on. Well, something that you hope to, sign with a label sometime, or do you guys want to keep doing it DIY, or is it just kind of whatever happens, happens, we'll see,
I think it's kind of whatever happens. I mean, if a label comes along and they're really interested in working with us, we'd of course.
And the money's right.
Exactly.
Yeah, pay me first.
It's got guitars to buy.
Yeah. But I mean, it's been great that we've been able to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to collaborate with some more people who know what they're doing.
Sure. With the infrastructure and the exactly. promotions and the distribution. Okay, right on, right on. Sub Pop, what's up? right on. Well, let's go into another one of your songs. This is Wasting All My Time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasting All My Time. Anything you guys want to say about this one?
It's classic Linda from work. Mm-hmm. This is about just wasting all your time, like hating your day job or where you're at, and just raging about that.
Yeah. Okay, right on. Well, thanks, Linda. You're wasting all of our time. It's Linda from work here on Loud and Local. Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW. My name is Kevin Deers. Linda from work is in studio here, and wasting all my time, wasting all of our time at work, you know, that's what Linda from work does. I have a day job. Radio is not my full-time career. I work in shipping in a company that does harps and hammer dulcimers. That's what I do every day, and 9 to 5. What do you guys do? Or are you able to make music your full-time career yet? Or do you guys have the, you know, normie jobs? Or what do you guys do?
I am lucky enough that right now I can focus solely on just Linda from work.
That's awesome.
Music. It's been a dream. Like, I feel really lucky to be able to do that.
Yeah. And
especially, like, with this record release coming out. The amount of work that goes into releasing any music these days, I was really grateful that it was my sole focus. I could really put all of my energy into it.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. You don't have to like half-ass it and like, you know, just do it after work. You can put it all your energy into it. Congratulations.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Yes. I don't. Anyone else? Anyone else got?
Yeah, I work at a a company in the Midwest called SPS Commerce. I'm remote, and it's about as boring as it sounds.
What do you guys do?
We do EDI technology, which is like what the internet was built for.
Okay.
Like data interchange. And I'm on the marketing team, so every day I go in and try and make this sound interesting.
Cool. All right. Well, you've done a great job. Next.
I work for an estate sale company.
Okay.
So I go in and dig through all of your stuff and put it all out and price it and sell it to somebody else.
Coolest thing you found recently?
I just got they are Mighty Morphin Power Ranger
yes!
playing cards.
Yes.
Pretty stoked on that one. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Do you get to, get a first bid if you see anything really cool?
I don't get first dibs, but I actually prefer last dibs.
Uh-huh.
Because
what's left?
People leave behind some good stuff that they didn't know was good.
Yes.
And then I get it for pennies on the dollar. So
there you go. Right on. And last but not least, again, sorry, you're always last.
All good. I work at Hotel Crocodile, which is part of the Crocodile venue.
Awesome.
It's a really wacky, weird team of misfits up there, and we have a lot of fun together. And the nice thing is we all work during the day, and then we get off work right when the shows start to happen. So we could just, walk right into any show we want to for free.
What's a show that stands out at the Crocodile that you got to see recently? Putting you on the spot.
Well, we have three venues there. I actually ended up going to see a lot of stand-up.
Awesome.
Which is really fun.
Yeah.
We just went to go see... Let's see. Rebel Bucket really was surprising. They played a couple months ago, and they just put on this, weird, big, wacky, colorful, dancey show. Super fun.
That's cool. Right on. Hotel Crocodile. She's your hookup. Go to the Crocodile hookup. Yeah, I know Linda. Or actually, don't do that. Please don't. Don't do that.
There's no
don't blame.
Up there.
Don't blame me. Don't blame me. Right on. Well, okay. So again, to plug these shows again, you got the Ballard Seafood Fest on July 15th, mm-hmm. the Bite of Seattle on the 22nd. If people, they got plans, they're, watching their kids, they got to work on Saturdays, whatever it is, they can't make it out to the shows. If people can't make it out to see you guys coming up in the next few shows, what's the best way to support you guys?
Honestly, the best way would probably be to go to our Bandcamp. If you like what you hear, buy the digital albums or a full album. We have vinyl coming later this year.
Hell yeah.
And, we are a band, so we have t-shirts.
Yeah, there you go. Traveling t-shirt salespeople.
Exactly. It's a really roundabout way to just sell t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Right on. Okay. So support them and check out their music videos on YouTube. Again, you can check out the link underneath what you're hearing right now. Just click on that and check that out after you're done with the interview. Now that you're here and you have the floor, shout outs and thank yous. Anyone you want to shout out or thank and while you have the platform?
No one. We did it all ourselves.
Okay. All right. The angry child actor.
I want to shout out Mary, who is actually the bassist on the recorded album.
Awesome.
So I didn't get to join the band until a couple months ago. The album was already recorded. Mm-hmm. Mary did a kick-ass job, or a really great job.
Ass is fine. We can say ass.
We're pro-ass here. Mary did such a good job. She's a legend. I'm happy to be in a band that had such a, legacy bass player.
Yeah, nice. And shout out to Mary's band. She's Mary Robbins for the lead singer of the band Biblioteca.
Yeah.
Yes. That's awesome. Right on.
Yeah. And then, I guess the other people who worked on the album make sense as shout outs. So Garrett Reynolds, like I said, was our producer for this, and he did a fantastic job. He's really amazing. He's got a great ear. And our friend Nico Honey, she did all of the artwork for the album.
Yeah.
And all of the singles and totally brought our vision to life.
Awesome.
What about our resident woo girl?
Oh, yeah. We'll do a quick shout out to Vernon, our number one fan.
Makes it out to all the shows?
Yeah. Every single one.
Got all the t-shirts?
Mm-hmm. Front and center.
Amazing. Vernon?
Vernon.
Shout out Vernon. Yeah. Should have brought Vernon up here.
Honestly, yeah, he'd be really good at this.
Just to cheer you on. Yeah. That's amazing. Shout out, Vernon. All right, so we know what time it is. We're going to go into one more song, Walk On Girl, from the album again. It's called The Night Is Short. And you can you pre-order the vinyl at this point, or is it not up for pre-order yet?
It will be.
It will be. Yes. Okay.
It's on my to-do list to do like in the next day or two.
Okay, so. Sounds good. It'll probably be up for pre-order by the time you hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Most likely.
It will.
If not, just keep hitting refresh.
Exactly. Just check it out via their link in bio or, you know, all of those things. You know what? Kurt Cobain never had to do a link in bio. He was a lucky guy, you know?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay. So who wants to do the official Cheesy Radio KISW Morning Zoo sign off? You want to do it? You want to do it? All right.
Yeah.
So you're going to say your name, your band, you're listening to Loud and Local, or you're listening to KISW. Here's Walk On Girl. Okay. So 1, 2, 3. Go.
All right, this is Sam from Linda from Work, and you're listening to KISW Loud and Local. This is Linda from Work's Walk On Girl.
Yes.
Amazing. Here it is. It's Linda from Work. Catch them on the 15th at the Ballard Seafood Fest and the 22nd at the Bite of Seattle. It's Loud and Local here on the Rock.
Sun rise and competing with Inferno's ever since. I was born with the brights in my eyes. Shut my
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.